Thanks everyone for coming to this event. So today we are going to talk about VPP and what is a TLS plugin inside VPP and how we have optimized it for better performance. So today me and Varun are here who will go through the presentation. So my friends from VPP community has already given you introduction on VPP. I will not go deep into the VPP internals, but just a question to everyone. So how many of you have had CPU architecture in your university class or somewhere? Right. Right. Yeah. So I see a lot of people. So one just statement I want to mention is that VPP is one of the softwares which leverages very basic concepts of CPU architecture. Like everybody says that, okay, you need to have data in L1 cache or instructions in L1 cache, right? Okay. How many softwares make sure that you always have your instructions or data in the L1 cache before you actually execute the instructions, right? So this is from the programmer's point of view, I feel that VPP is one of the very few softwares which leverages this and gets the best performance out of your software. Okay. So yeah, we'll move on. So the agenda is that we'll go over what TLS plugin is and what are the contributions we have done to TLS plugin which enhances its performance. And we will also briefly mention about DPDK